Today from the Ohio Newsroom, new American citizens.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. It's been a volatile year of immigration policy in America, as foreign nationals face heightened scrutiny to stay here. But naturalization ceremonies are still happening across Ohio. Member station WYSO's Adriana Martinez-Smiley reports from one of those ceremonies in the southwest suburb of Kettering.
Hundreds of students packed the bleachers at the gym at Archbishop Alter High School. But instead of watching a game on the court, there were rows of chairs filled with people anxiously waiting for the ceremony to begin. Some in the crowd have miniature American flags in hand while gripping their new citizen packets in the other. A few get teary-eyed as they repeat the Oath of Allegiance.
That I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
So help me God. Congratulations, you're all United States.
The group included 27 people from 21 different countries. One of those new citizens was Marie Antoinette Turte Parker from the Philippines.
I've been in the United States 7 years and 9 months, I believe. I came here April 2018.
Turte Parker moved here to marry her husband, a U.S. citizen. She's been living in Dayton with a green card.
I decided to apply for naturalization because, of course, I want to vote and I want to travel.
Turte Parker was able to get through the process within 6 months, but for others, it can take years. Gaining citizenship can be a long road, and in the last year, the Trump administration made it even longer. The Homeland Security Department rolled out a citizenship test with more questions that requires twice as many correct answers. Beginning last year, NPR reports Immigration and Customs Enforcement started to occasionally arrest people in federal or immigration courtrooms. Plus, the number of countries where migrants are barred from obtaining U.S. immigrant visas has shot up to more than 90 since Trump took office last January. It's part of the reason why Turte Parker decided now was the time for citizenship.
I am scared about, you know what's going on right now. That's why I don't want to get deported.
U.S. District Judge Michael Newman recited the pledge the new citizens made at the February ceremony.
We're trying to reach out to the community to make the community realize that we're part of this process together. We think this is part of our civics duty to meet with young people and to do the ceremony here today.
It's the third year in a row that the court has held a ceremony at this school. Lourdes Lambert is the president and CEO of Archbishop Alter High School.
It's a really personal, almost a pay it forward moment for me.
Lambert's parents immigrated from Cuba during the revolution there. She says watching her parents pursuing citizenship was a humbling experience.
It is. It's a rigorous process. I remember being 10, 11 years old, quizzing my parents. It's a hard test. I don't know that those of us that were born here could pass that test.
Turte Parker says now that she's a citizen, she's excited to be able to leave the country and visit her family in the Philippines, and more generally, live without fear in America.
I was a lawful citizen, and now that I am a U.S. citizen, it's been a great honor.
She says she's not just grateful to be a naturalized citizen, she's grateful to the Dayton community that accepted her before she was. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.